We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital and the March Madness capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at South Point, the South Point Studios on the South Point, in the South Point complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas. And of course on the South Point Studios simulcasting at YouTube. We welcome you to the show and we hope you join us on YouTube. You can join us on the chat box as well. Just get to our site on YouTube, and when you see and hear us, you'll see that on the right-hand side of the page, there'll be a chat box, and they're already setting up and starting to chat there. And you can join them by just going to the YouTube website, get to our page, and then if you haven't already subscribed, you can do so. It is free. No charge to subscribe. And once you subscribe, you'll be access into the chat box, then you can start chatting away. Our chatters are always fun, and I got to tell you that there's a little club of those guys out there that do handicapping as well, so you might want to pay attention there on the YouTube. And of course, for those of you running around town here early this morning to try to get your seat for March Madness and this afternoon, and all of the games that start early this morning go to late in the night, you might be listening to us. Hope you are at our Anchor Radio Station, Sports Talk, 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well, and our websites, RaceDayLasVegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, Google phone. We got that covered with the apps. You can get the KSHP app that you can hear us on the radio, and of course the YouTube app that you can see and hear us as well on their app on your device. So welcome to the show, no matter how you get us, whenever you get us, however you get us. And all I can tell you is it's going to be fun, fun, fun until her daddy takes the T-Bird away today, because we're going to not only take care of all of the March Madness stuff going on behind us, but we've got some great racing across the country. Big, big racing cards at both the fairgrounds and Turfway Park, and of course, our usuals at Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Santa Anita as well. So we got plenty of opportunities to try to make money, and we will try to do that for you today. Just looking at some of the stuff that's going on with Derby horses, you know, we've been talking about on the show here about Brad Cox's horses and how he's going to try to maneuver them and kind of play a chess game with them to get them in the prep races for the Kentucky Derby. And Bob Baffert, who has all of his horses on the West Coast, he's doling them out around the country, trying to do the same. We hardly ever talk about Todd Pletcher. Now, Todd Pletcher usually always has an abundance of horses, but this year he's a little bit slim. But he did have two horses that are going for the Kentucky Derby and prep races, and they worked yesterday on Friday morning, and they worked fine. Grande is going to be heading to the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct, and River Thames is going to go to the Bluegrass. So those are the two horses that Pletcher has as possibilities for the Kentucky Derby. By the way, his big horse, Fierceness, back on the racetrack, that horse worked at Palm Meadows yesterday morning and 49.77 in his workout, just getting ready for his 2025 debut as well. And next Saturday's Arkansas Derby. It's going to be drawn tomorrow morning. They'll draw for that race tomorrow morning. And the big favorite in there is the local horse, Cole Battle, who is expected to go in the Arkansas Derby there. So we'll wait and see about that. Anyhow, I want to, of course, remind you that today's prep races for 100 points each. Two for the Kentucky Derby, the Jeff Ruby and the Louisiana Derby, and of course two for the Kentucky Oaks, the Bourbonette and the Fairgrounds Oaks. We'll be covering those races plus a few more of those big stakes races today at the Fairgrounds with Jonathan Hardoon in just a moment or two. And just taking a look at what happened yesterday real quick before we set the table for today. Gulfstream Park yesterday, pick six started out with a $53 horse, then came a dead favorite at 280. That was Paco Lopez's first of two wins on the day for Fernando Brio, paying 280 there. By the way, the $53 horse was won by jockey Joseph Trejos, who came back and had another win in the pick six races. Then we went to the third in the sequence. That winner, Pop Rocks, paid $40.60, giving trainer Mike DiPaolo his 1,000th training victory. So congratulations to Mike DiPaolo winning that sixth race with Husbands aboard, paying $40.60. So, in the first three races, in the pick six yesterday at Gulfstream, he had a $50 horse and a $40 horse sandwiched between the free bingo square, a 280 horse. Then came a winner that paid $580, Paco Lopez's second win of the day in the seventh. Joseph Trejos' second win in the eighth race paid $13.40. And then in the ninth and final race, John Lendo's selection on the show got there and got there easily. Good, better, best was just that. He started out good, he got better, and he was the best in the race. Good, better, best. Aubrey Castellano board for Peter Walden paid $12.20. Nice pick and a nice winner on the show for John Lendo. That completed the pick six yesterday at Gulfstream. And there was one winning ticket that grabbed the entire jackpot yesterday at Gulfstream. That payoff, $121,198.50. One winner in the jackpot pick six yesterday at Gulfstream. All right, Aqueduct yesterday. Jerry Jackowitz came with a winner for us in the fourth race. Bam's Bliss Kiss bet down from 5 to 2, paid $5.80 for Luis Rivera Jr. and David Duggan. He also hit with the link-ups in the exacta, the dollar exacta, paid $12.30 with the $5 winner for Jerry there. And our handicapper, Jonathan Ardoon, we had a heartbreaking second in the seventh race. Dr. Kraft was cruising along, and Mighty Atlas came roaring out from behind to get up in the final jumps to win under Jose Lascano. Jonathan Ardoon's horse closed at 9-1 in the odds and finished second. The winner paid $6.80. Pick Six has a carryover at Aqueduct. They didn't connect the dots yesterday. Five out of six paid $175.25. And the highest priced winner in the Pick Six yesterday at Aqueduct was $18.60. Another one paid $12.40, and everything else was under $10, but they didn't hit it. So you got a carryover at Aqueduct in the Pick Six today. Santa Anita, boy, I got to tell you, it looked like anemic racing yesterday at Santa Anita. First race, six-horse field, was scratched down to just four horses. The winner there, Dancing with Maxine, Mike Smith for Cliff Seiss, paying $5 even. The second race, a five-horse field, scratched down to four horses. Winner there was Brunch with Amy, paying $5.40 for Peter Urton. And then in the third race, you had a seven-horse field scratched down to just six. That winner there, Preem, with trainer Mike McCarthy's pick runner there, paid $6.20. And in the fourth race, Putton for Doe came off the pace to win for Antonio Garcia and the Redham stable. The rider was Mario Gutierrez. Of course, as you know, we were talking about, he is now moving to Kentucky, has his family there in Louisville. He'll be riding in Kentucky at Keeneland soon. Gutierrez's last win at Santa Anita before he cut out was the fourth race. Putton for Doe paid $3.80 as the favorite there. Fifth race, Kazuchi Kimura, who was on the bench for a long time with an injury, came back and had his first win back with Bruiser, who came from another zip code to win it. You got to watch this race. Bruiser was at least 20 lengths behind the leader going down the backstretch, had one horse that was drifting back on the turn, got to the middle of the track, and ran them all down in the stretch. Bruiser, from last to first, Bill McLean trained, paid $4.20 as the favorite. I guess everybody thought they knew what he was going to do, and he did. Kazuchi Camaro's first win back after his layoff. Sixth race, there was an incident in the gate that scratched number three, Roman Gratis. That horse was scratched. The winner there was Binging. Antonio Garcia for Redham Stables. So Garcia and Redham won two races on the Thetis. Ricky Gonzalez aboard, paying $18.80. And all in all, when the races were done yesterday, by the way, our Sirocco play with two handicappers on one horse and two handicappers on the other horse hit the big goose egg. Neither one of them fired. Let's hope our handicapper's a little bit better today. Anyhow, Pick Six paid $16,723 yesterday at Santa Anita, but it was kind of an unusual and vacant card yesterday at Santa Anita. Oaklawn Park, some trainers from the West Coast got winners there yesterday. Peter Miller had a winner in the fourth race, paying $7. And then you had Bob Hess Jr., who has a stable at Oaklawn. He won the last race, paying $13.80. Other notable trainers, D. Wayne Lucas, had a win in the ninth race to give Rafael Bejarano his second win of the day at $6 even. Bejarano won his first of two in the seventh race for Ron Marquette at $10.40. And trainer Mike Maker checked in with a win as well there at Oaklawn, paying $3.40. The late pick five was kind of light yesterday. It only paid $4,280.20 at Oaklawn. Well, we got a lot to cover today, so we're going to go to our first break right away because we got a lot of races to look at with Jonathan Ardoon. He's with us. Of course, John Lynn will be along, and of course, Rich Eng will be along, and so will Jerry Jackowitz. And hopefully we can get Rich Eng back on the winning side of his sports picks, because his team yesterday, simply put, they got torched. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday. Looking at the weather here in Las Vegas, sunny outside, a little chilly, but it's getting a lot better now. Look, it's already 55 degrees outside here. It's going to get up to 76 today. And by tomorrow, they say we're going to hit 80. So it's going to be, that's the weather is for the rest of the weekend here. But hey, you know that everybody's inside where it's fast, firm, and perfect for not only March Madness, but all of the great racing going on here. Fast, firm, and perfect in the book. Looking across the country, as far as the temperatures are concerned, Miami 75, New York City 61. You've got Chicago at 40 degrees right now. And, of course, Los Angeles at 75, Phoenix, Arizona 86. And some of the weather there, it looks like it's starting to warm up, except if you're way up there at the Canadian border in International Falls, it's only going to top out at 37 today. But as far as weather is concerned, it looks like pretty good across the country as far as any of the precipitation, et cetera. So we'll be in good shape for the menu, which we're going to go to right now. Let's go to the racing menu and reminding you, first post time to broadcast on the show each and every day, reflect that of the Pacific time zone. If you're here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times. In our race book, we are in the Pacific time zone. If you're anywhere else in a time zone around the world listening and watching to our show, adjust from the time zone you're in to whatever one you're in to the Pacific time zone, and then you'll get it right. Be right where you're at. We don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has nine races, a couple of stakes races for $100,000. The Beyond the Wire Stakes for three-year-old fillies of the mile will be the seventh race. The eighth race will be the private term for three-year-olds going a mile and 1/16. Those are the seventh and eighth races on the card, nine races overall at Laurel. They've got a pick six jackpot carryover of just $932. Their first post time at Laurel is set at 9:10 at Laurel today. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has eight races. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a pick six jackpot carryover of $55,923. Eight races at Mahoning, and a first post time of 9:15 at Mahoning. Tampa Bay Downs has nine races today. Tampa Bay Downs has a pick six jackpot carryover of $1,699. Their first post time at Tampa Bay. By the way, they have a regular pick five carryover there in Tampa Bay. Regular pick five carryover, $51,806 in their regular pick five carryover today at Tampa. Their first post time for nine races, 9:25. Turfway Park has a big day of racing and an early post time at that. Take note, Turfway Park, 13 races. First post time is 9:45 this morning, 9:45 a.m. First post at Turfway Park. Six stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The $250,000 Latonia Stakes at a mile and 16th for fillies and mares will be the seventh on the card. The Rush Away for three-year-olds that it just didn't quite make the cut to get into Jeff Ruby. The eighth race, the Rush Away, at a mile and 16th for three-year-olds, has a field of eight in that. Banks, make that Urban Planner, is the 5-2 favorite in that one. The ninth race is the Animal Kingdom, winner of the Kentucky Derby not too long ago, off of a synthetic win at Turfway. This race named in honor of him. Six furlongs for three-year-olds is the ninth. Then you have the Kentucky Cup Classic, a grade three at a mile and 1/8 for four-year-olds and up. This is the 10th race on the card, an overflow field of 13 in that race. The favorite, lukewarm at 7-2, is Verstappen. And then the $300,000 Verstappen. Bourbonette Oaks with 100 points on the line for the Kentucky Oaks, a mile and 16th for three-year-old fillies. 14 in it before any scratches, and in this race, the 3-1 favorite is White Rocks. All right? And then the 12th race will be the $700,000 Grade 3 Jeff Ruby Stakes. 100 points up for grabs for the Kentucky Derby, the mile and one-eighth for three-year-olds, a field of 13 in this one. And the favorite in the race at 3-1 is Poster. Poster is the 3-1 favorite. California Burrito is the second choice at 7-2. 13 races today at Turfway. And Turfway Park has a pick six jackpot carryover of $7,806, a super high five carryover of $2,561. And again, early post time at Turfway of 9:45. Gulfstream Park has 11 races. And the pick six jackpot carryover is vacant. It's been had. They'll start anew today. First post time Gulfstream is at 9:50. Their feature race on the card is the Texas Glitter. That'll be the seventh race of 5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds. 11 races overall at Gulfstream. First post time is at 9:50. 9:50 at Gulfstream. Fairgrounds, a big day in the Bayou. Fairgrounds has a first post time of 10 a.m. They got 12 races, 8 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The Crescent City Oaks for three-year-old fillies, the fifth. The Costa Rising Stakes at 5.5 furlongs on the turf is the sixth. Seventh race is the Crescent City Derby for three-year-olds. That's the seventh. Eighth race is the Tom Benson Memorial at a mile and 16th on the turf. In the ninth race will be the $500,000 Grade 2 New Orleans Classic at a mile and 1/8 for four-year-olds and up. This is the race that Sierra Leone is the big favorite in. Then you have the 10th race, the Grade 2 Muniz Memorial Classic at a mile and 1/8 on the turf. In this race, the favorite at 3-1 is Spirit of St. Louis with Tyler Gaffleone. The 11th race is the Grade 2 Fairgrounds Oaks. 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks up for grabs in this one. Mile and 16th for three-year-old fillies, a field of 9 before any scratches. Big 4-5 favorite in there is Good Cheer with Luis Saez aboard. And then the 12th and final race is the big one, the $1 million Grade 3 Louisiana Derby. 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard there. A mile and 3/16 for three-year-olds. 10 go to the post here. And the favorite at lukewarm at 7-2 is John Hancock with Flavian Pratt. First post time at the fairgrounds for the big racing day there in New Orleans is set at 10 a.m. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Aqueduct, first post time at Aqueduct today is at 10:10 at Aqueduct. Carryover in the pick six, $14,675.68. Their first post time is at 10:10 at the Aqueduct. 10-10 for their 10-race card. It is going to be mostly cloudy, and the temperature should be around 55 degrees at post time at Aqueduct. The track should be fast. Okay? Oaklawn Park has 11 races, a couple of stakes races. The Purple Martin will go as the 7th. That's at 6 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies. And the $500,000 Grade 3 Essex Handicap will be the 10th and featured at a mile and 1/8 for 4-year-olds and up. In this race, the 8-5 favorite there is Kinetic. 2-1 second choice is Maycock Bay. That's the 10th, 11 overall at Oaklawn. First post time is at 10:30. Sunland Park has 10 quarter horses races today. 10 quarter horse races at Sunland Park. First post time is at 11:25. Turf Paradise, that big racing card they had last week that was canceled, is on for today. It'll feature the Phoenix Gold Cup as the 9th race. They have 5 stakes races, 2 quarter horse races, 1 a quarter horse stakes race. That is... one quarter horse stakes race. That is the first race on the card. Races 2-9 are thoroughbreds. And of the 8 thoroughbred races, 5 are stakes races. The Phoenix Gold Cup is the 9th and final. First post time at Turf Paradise. Turf Paradise with a pick 6 jackpot carryover $4,378 is set at 12:55. 12:55 at Turf Paradise. Then we go to Santa Anita in Southern California. Santa Anita has a first post time of 1 p.m. for their first post, 9 races. Their feature race today will be in the 7th race, the San Luis Rey, and a mile and a half on the turf for 4-year-olds and up, a field of 8 in that, and Gold Phoenix is the 7-5 favorite, Kyle Frey aboard. First post time at Santa Anita today with a super high 5 carryover of $12,076 left over from last night. Santa Anita's first post time is at 1 o'clock. Charlestown has 8 races. They've got a pick six jackpot carryover of $68,714. First post time is 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up at Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Al has 8 races, 1 thoroughbred, 5 quarter horse thoroughbred mixed breed races, 2 quarter horse races. The last one is the quarter horse stakes race. The Los Alamitos Oaks for 3-year-old fillies. $430,000 purse for 400 yards in that last race there. It's a wide open affair. Up to Party is the 3-1 morning line favorite there. Los Al, first post time, 6:05. Let's bring in Jonathan Ardoon and get started with looking at some of these races across the country. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, my man. I guess we can start at Fairgrounds. What do you say?
Well, how about starting at Turfway since we're only doing 2 races there?
Well, okay. We'll go ahead. You trumped me. Let's go to Turfway.
All right. Well, I guess you wanted to look at the Bourbonette, which is race 11, full field of 12 in a wide open event, a slight edge to number 3, Admit. Thomas Drury sends out this 3-year-old filly who's improving her last 3 races, all at Turfway, all very good. She has the advantage of breaking from an inside post. Last time she was drawn outside and was up against it. Slight edge to number 3, Admit, but a very difficult race.
Yeah, it'll be a full field, and obviously the triple count here, number 3, Admit, you think is probably the horse to beat in that race there. Okay, well, let's go to the Jeff Ruby Stakes, so to speak. 1/1 for 3-year-olds, an overflow field of 13. I don't have any early scratches yet, but I will check again and see if they posted them yet. But in any case, 13 in that race. And the favorite is Poster at 3-1 with John Velasquez. John Velasquez there today with Poster. The horse that won the prep for this Jeff Ruby Stakes, California Burrito, is the second choice at 5-2.
Yeah, well, Poster's coming off of a big race last time out at Tampa Bay. When he ran against John Hancock, by the way. Problem with him is he's never run on synthetic. I like the number 6 horse in here, Baby Max. This is kind of the home field horse. His last 3 races all at Turfway, and he's improved with each and every one of them. Kelsey Dana sends out this horse. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. I like number 6, Baby Max, in there.
All right, number 6, Baby Max, there. I got to tell you, you might want to look at some long shots in the race to hit the board, and one of them is an intriguing one, and that's the one calling card at 20-1 with the Besija aboard. So you like the 6, Baby Max, in what is looks like to be on paper pretty wide-open event.
It is. Again, field of 12, and, you know, anyone that plays that track on a regular basis knows a lot of times things don't make sense there, so I'm never going to knock a price horse, especially at that joint.
No question about that. Okay, now let's get to the big racing card today at the Fairgrounds. There are 8 stakes races, but we're going to pick it up with the Tom Benson Memorial. That's the 8th race on the card. This is 1/16 on the turf, fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. I do not have any scratches posted yet for the Fairgrounds. So we'll go with just what we have as far as the entries are there. And it is a wide open affair, so much so that the favorite on the morning line is 4-1, and that is Way to Be Marie with the Florent Garou aboard.
Yeah, I like the number 4 horse in there, Tufani. Yeah, this is a 5-year-old mare from the Mike Stidham barn. Ben Curtis rides. This horse has a race over Fairgrounds last time out. I think this is a horse that's really rounding into form now. 2-5 at Fairgrounds, 4-8 at the distance, 5-1 on the morning line. Number 4, Tufani, wins today's 8th.
Okay, you like number 4, Tufani, the 4 horse, Tufani, in the 8th race. Yes. Okay, now we go to the $500,000 New Orleans Classic and the 1/1 for 4-year-olds and up. This is a grade 2, and Sierra Leone is the horse that everybody's going to be looking at. 7-5 on the morning line with Flavian Pratt and the connections with Brown.
Yeah, 1-1 at Fairgrounds. The interesting thing about this horse is he gets Lasix today for the first time. Listen, you usually try to beat horses like this when they're coming off of layoffs. You know they're not going to be fully squeezed, but he's just so much better than this field. I think he's going to be very tough. I would use Exact as with the 2 Hall of Fame, the 5, Touch Upon a Star, and the 9, Cambrino Omido, whatever his name is, 7, with 2, 5, and 9.
Okay, now in this race, we have Kinetic, the one horse, but I think Kinetic is going to show up in the Essex at Oaklawn, right?
A couple of these horses are cross-entered. Yeah. Kinetic looks like he's coming out. Tarantino, the 8, looks like he's coming out. And there's a chance Bishop Bay is also coming out. So there should be at least 3 late scratches there. It's probably going to be an unplayable race, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and there's no current updates right now on the scratches from Oaklawn. So we will assume that Kinetic and Tarantino may opt for the race at Oaklawn. In any case, we go to the 10th race, the Muniz Memorial Classic. In this race, 12 going a mile and an eighth on the turf. And again, it is a wide open affair. 3-1 on the morning line is Spirit of St. Louis, the favorite.
Two-horse race to me, Ralph. I like number 5, Redistricting, and number 6, Spirit of St. Louis. Both of these horses just appear to be better than the rest of this field.
All right, so maybe we can lock him up an exacta box or a twin Q, or a Q, I should say, not a twin Q, but a Q in this race, the 5663 there for those places that offer Qs. But we can do an exacta box for sure, the 5665 in the Muniz Memorial 10th race on the card. Now we're getting to the goodies. The Fairgrounds Oaks for 3-year-old fillies, 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks up for grabs. It's the 11th race on the card at a mile and 16th for 3-year-old fillies again. 9 go to the post in this one. And there's a big 4-5 favorite in here, Good Cheer, Luis Saez. But is it as simple as that morning line suggests?
It really looks like her, Ralph. She's 5-5. She has a win over Fairgrounds. Every race of her life is better than the previous one. She's going to be a short price, but deservedly so.
Now, we're going to try to make chicken soup out of chicken feathers. So we got to look for maybe an exacta hookup here. Number 1, Girl Math gets Flavian Pratt at 12-1. You're always risking it if you leave him out. Jose Ortiz is riding Ava at 8-1. And, of course, we know what he's been doing out at the fairgrounds. And Brother Irad is riding the 5-horse, Her Laugh, at 12-1. You can't leave him out.
No, you basically covered it, Ralph. You got it right. 7-1, 3, and who's the other? Yeah, 7-1, 3, 5, correct.
All right. Now we get to the $1 million fairgrounds goodie, the centerpiece of the three-year-old preps at the fairgrounds, the Louisiana Derby. A mile and 3/16, the same distance as the Preakness Stakes, 16th of a mile less than the mile and a quarter for the Derby. A mile and 3/16 for three-year-olds, a field of 10 in this one. The favorite at 7-2 is John Hancock breaking the rail from the rail for Flavian Pratt. You've got Built in this race at 4-1. You got some promising horses that need to get some points in this one.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a stand against John Hancock here. You know, I know it's Brad Cox. I know the horse is 2-2. I know Flavian Pratt is riding. But I also know that his 2 races at Tampa last time out was certainly on a speed-favoring track in the Sam F. Davis. And I went back and I checked the charts on the day that he broke his maiden. Speed was also the way to go. I'm going to go with the number 6 horse in here, Built. This is a 3-year-old colt from the Wayne Catalano barn. Jose Ortiz rides today. Blinkers go on. I heard the horse train terrific with the blinkers. You're getting 4-1, and I'm taking a stand with number 6, Built, in today's Louisiana.
Well, it's he gets the top jock at the fairgrounds, Jose Ortiz, on Built, number 6. I'm going to use some of the exactas with that horse as well. I'm going to throw in John Hancock, but just as a safety measure. I'm going to also put the 3 Tiztastic in there. And the 10 horse, Hypnus. Hypnus is a horse that, because he's breaking from the 10 post, because it's a mile and 3/16, he'll have a nice run to the first turn to try to get a position and maybe fill out a nice nice exacta or trifecta at 10-1 on the morning line. But the Louisiana Derby, you say, goes through Built.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we got those races out of the way, the big races at Turfway and the fairgrounds. Now we can get some picks, official picks from you.
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct. Look at race number 9, a mile on the main track. There's one late scratch in there. Part of the entry, number 1A Pirate, is coming out. Still leaves a field of 9, and I like the number 8 horse in here, Shadow Dragon. a five-year-old from the Bill Mott barn. I like the rider switch today to Javier Castellano. This horse is drawn outside at a flat mile, one turn, 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 8, Shadow Dragon, to win today's 9th race out at Aqueduct.
All right, in the 9th race at Aqueduct, you like the 8-horse Shadow Dragon with Javier Castellano, who was in Florida at the Gulfstream yesterday. And there are no stakes races today at Aqueduct, so it's unusual that Castellano is coming back. And so that raises an eyebrow on this horse, this pick in the 9th race, the 8, Shadow Dragon, with Castellano coming back to ride the 8 in the 9th race at Aqueduct. And then we go to Gulfstream, I guess.
Race 10, 5 furlongs on the Tapita, and I like the number 8 horse in here, Highly Flammable. This horse was claimed last time out by trainer Marty Drexler, and everybody knows how well he's doing.
Yep.
He doubles jumps the horse. He claimed him back in January. You know, he didn't have to double jump him. He double jumps him, certainly a positive sign. 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 8, Highly Flammable, to win today's 10th race out at Gulfstream.
All right, let's heat it up with Highly Flammable, the 10th race, the 8, Highly Flammable, in the 10th at Gulfstream. Jonathan Nardoon's pick at 9-2 on the morning line, and we'll wrap it up at Santa Anita.
9th and final, Ralph. I like the number 9 horse in here, Defiance, a 4-year-old filly from the Dick Mandela barn. He doesn't win often first out. This horse was really impressive.
Yeah.
This horse is also out of curling, so you know she's going to get better with when she goes further. And she's stretching out today in career start number 2. She has to overcome an outside post, but I think she's that good. Kazuchi Kimura aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 9, Defiance, to send you home a winner in today's 9th and final at Santa Anita.
All right, 9th race, number 9, easy to remember. We're going to have her defy all the other horses and win. Number 9, Defiance, in the 9th at Santa Anita. Jonathan, I want to thank you so much for going over a lot of these races with us and for the listeners. And we know that you have full sheets of handicapping for Santa Anita, for Aqueduct, for Gulfstream, for Oaklawn. My goodness.
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. We'll chat tomorrow.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Quick break. Then we're coming back with Rich Eng. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives, kind of struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Moving Race Day Las Vegas show for this Saturday. Let's go right out there. Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, Richie. Well, you know what? If I'm going to lose a game or a race, I want to lose it by a long margin, and that happened yesterday with the Grand Canyon. So it was, you know, we don't get beat by a buzzer and have a heartbreaking loss, that's for sure. But today's another day. We're getting down to round 2. In the March Madness, and now it's getting interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, I can owe an apology to the followers out there because in the college basketball, Ralph, I've given out two stink bombs, Yale and Grand Canyon. And meanwhile, the six teams that I have in my future book bets all won and all covered. I didn't give any of them out. So the dart hit the wrong team, so I apologize for that.
Well, let's get that dart sharpened up. What do you like today there?
Well, I'm going to go to one of my six teams that I'm still alive in the after the first round. I got six out of the 32 left. Let's go with St. John's, my alma mater, Ralph. They're 7.5-point favorites over Arkansas. Arkansas upset Kansas in the first round. St. John's had a blowout early, but I tell you what, you know, St. John's actually came out of that game in the first 15, 16 minutes, and they were playing awful. And Rick Pitino mentioned that on the post-game interview. He said, if we play like that in the next round, we're going to be trailing by 20. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to try to come out with a little more fire because you can't play lackadaisical in the tournament and get away with it. So St. John's minus 7.5 over Arkansas.
All right, St. John's over Arkansas. This is going to be a good game, I think, but I can tell you this. There's as far as the coaches in the March Madness, no one better than that man there, and certainly with Pitino and his record. But I got to tell you that one of the keys, I think, for handicapping March Madness, the tournament, is always go to the coaches that have been there before, the good coaches, and most of them have survived the first round.
Yeah, that's true. Coaching matters for sure in college basketball. And, you know, the thing about Pitino is this team plays unbelievable defense. When they shoot okay, they win. When they shoot really well, they just blow teams out. So I'm hoping they have a good shooting night.
All right, good enough. St. John's today in the hoops. What about the horses? Do you have any thoughts about either the Jeff Ruby Stakes or the Louisiana Derby?
Yeah, I do. A couple of price plays. Nobody needs to hear the favorites from me in those two stakes races. But in the Turfway race, you know, I've been chasing the one horse, Calling Card. I've been following this horse. And this horse has started the career on grass, which is to some degree similar to the Top of the Surface. Uh-huh. Two good races, right. One by 17 at Aqueduct. Mm-hmm. And then the last two starts, the Fairground starts, was in the slop in the Lecompte and ran horrible. And then the last race at Aqueduct, I bet this horse in the Gotham, Ralph. And if anybody watches the replay, mm-hmm. Look at the racing form chart. At the top of the stretch, even though the horse was last in ninth place, was only four lanes off the lead. Kendrick Carmouche was trying to come up the rail. He got shut off, lost all his action, then he eased the horse to the wire. I still think there's something there. This horse is 20-1. Yeah. We'll probably go off at double that price, but I'm going to sprinkle this horse in all my tickets.
I saw a lot of the same things on Calling Card as well. I don't think now, with both of us looking at it from different angles, that it might be 20-1, but nevertheless, he might be a nice horse to put in the gimmicks, certainly.
Yep.
In the Jeff Ruby. What about the the Louisiana Derby, I should say? Anything there?
Yeah, let's put out a price horse, to complement some of the favorites. In the Louisiana Derby, take a look at the number two, Chunk of Gold. If you remember the last race, which was the Risen Star, Magnitude broke on the outside like a bullet, mm-hmm. and went wire to wire. It was a speed-favoring hole. And if my memory serves me, Ralph, the only horse that was gaining in the stretch was the two, Chunk of Gold, running against the bias. So I think this horse has a chance to close at a real good price to, if not get into the number, maybe even upset the apple cart. Two, Chunk of Gold.
Chunk of Gold. We're looking for a little gold out of him. The two-horse Chunk of Gold in the Louisiana Derby, 12th race on the card. Now we'll take your official pick at Santa Anita.
Race one, Ralph, Mile on the Grass. This is going to be like a surest type winner, single in my pick five to start the day. Number three, Smiling Tizzy. This horse ran really well last time out. Just came up one stride short, got beat by a neck. Mm-hmm. Armando Aguiar rides back for Phil Oviedo. Number three, Smiling Tizzy, race one.
Let's put a smile on our face in the opener with the Tizzies. Number three, Smiling Tizzy. First race post time is 1:00. A single in the early pick five, according to Richie. Number three, Smiling Tizzy in the first. Richie's got picks for the rest of Santa Anita on the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites right now. Thanks a lot, Richie. Let's get going here, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
You got it, my man. We're going to hang in there with Richie. Don't worry about it, folks. Back with John and Jerry to wrap it up, and we got more talking about the big races with them, so don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas as we quickly move through this hour on this Saturday. Let's go to John Lendo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. A lot of great racing across the country and a lot of great hoop games as well. So it's going to be a really active day for all of us out here. But a thought or two first about the two big Derby prep races, the Jeff Ruby and the Louisiana Derby from you.
Well, the Louisiana Derby, I think, you know, don't throw out the number three Tiztastic in there, Ralph. This is a horse, watching the tapes, I don't think he liked the Oaklawn Park main track at all. And he gets over to Fairgrounds, he'll love that long stretch. He'll love the mile and 3/16. And if Steve Asmussen hasn't given up on him, I'm not going to give up on him either. At 8-1 on the morning line, I think he's got a chance to run down a lot of horses at a good price. So I like Tiztastic in the Louisiana Derby. And then as far as the Jeff Ruby Stakes go, those races down there confuse me. But I'll tell you this, keep an eye on the California horse, number two, Charlie's to Blame. He's been a turf horse for the most part. Comes off a good win in the Kitten's Joy at Gulfstream Park. But he trained well on the Tapita in California. He's got tactical speed, and he's a good horse. He's 15-1 in the program. I don't think he's out of his element. Juan Hernandez goes out to ride Charlie's to Blame at Turfway Park.
If you get Juan Hernandez to come out to ride and give up a day at Santa Anita, you're saying something. So in the 12th race, number two, Charlie's to Blame, 15-1 on the morning line, Juan Hernandez aboard in the Jeff Ruby Stakes, the 12th race at Turfway. And as you said, as far as the Florida Derby, you like Tiztastic, and that horse is 8-1 on the morning line. So you can see that these races are just wide open. It's going to be a fun day of racing. Do a little boxing with Exactas, et cetera, too. And now, John, I guess we'll get to your official selections, reminding everybody that the Lender Report today has a full, you have a full Lender Report for Santa Anita, and you also have a Coast to Coast Pick 5 with the Coast to Coast Pick 5 from Santa Anita and Gulfstream on your sheet, and you also have the late pick 5 at the Fairgrounds as another sheet as well. So you got two sheets out there today, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A big day at the Fairgrounds. So we thought we'd cover those stakes races at the back, and obviously Santa Anita and that Coast to Coast, a wager that, you know, no CAWs. I'm all for that.
All right. I got to tell you, it was a little anemic in the racing yesterday at Santa Anita. 58 horses, 8 vet scratches. And I had a few listeners and chatters and one that emailed me that was kind of upset when they scratched the 1-5 shot in the second race. And the favorite, he said, wound up the horse that they had from the scratch horse, a horse, he said, that never wins. And so that meant the pick 5 went down. A lot of tickets went down that way. And then in the third race, he was looking for a price. He bet the 6 horse, and that horse wound up as the favorite, which meant anybody who was alive in the first two races got that horse in that race as well. So he didn't like what was going on yesterday.
Well, we've been fighting for that alternate selection available to all players that play California racetracks. It's available on some advanced deposit wagering accounts, mm-hmm. But if you're playing in the race books in Las Vegas, you don't get that.
No.
It's just wrong. And we've been after the California Horse Racing Board to get that straightened out. And it's been since the Del Mar Breeders' Cup, I think, in 2022. So it's been a while.
Yep.
We're fighting for them.
John, all I can say is your Lindo reports for all of what I just said and more available. Every one of the Lindo reports, the comprehensive reports, available right now here at the South Point in the race book, free of charge. Free of charge, no, complimentary to the race players because they love race players here at the South Point. Let's get some winners. A nice winner, Gulfstream, yesterday from you, John. A nice $12.20 winner, and there was no doubt about that horse. Good, better, best was just that.
Okay, well, one from each track I've got today. Fairgrounds, race number 10. They've got the wrong horse favorite, the wrong Chad Brown. I think number 5, redistricting at 9-2 is the right horse. Really ran well at Del Mar in November. He's got that long stretch. He'll love that. He's got a good turn of foot. So 9-2 on the program, number 5, redistricting, race 10, the Mervyn Muniz Memorial. Then we'll go over to Gulfstream Park. 9th race today at Gulfstream, number 9, Escape Room. This horse is really game, winning his last start. The horse he beat was Good, Better, Best, who came back to win yesterday, so it validates that race.
Uh-huh.
In a race where it's kind of a mixed bag here, 8-1 on number 9, Escape Room, looks right to me. Race number 9 at Gulfstream Park. And then we'll go over to Santa Anita. Santa Anita, race number 3, number 4, Mr. Leisure, threw the jock behind the gate, had to be scratched February 21. He really improved first time on the turf. If he behaves his manners today, I think he's going to have a chance to redeem himself. 6-1 on the program. Number 4, Mr. Leisure, race number 3, Santa Anita.
All right. A lot of good horses there. I'm glad that we can get them all in for you, John. And it's going to be a great day of racing and a little basketball, too. What do you say?
We can do that.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good luck today.
All right. Wrapping it up with Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, I will ask you if you had a notion about either one of the two Derby prep races today before we get to your selections.
You know, I'm trying to look at the Louisiana Derby, and the only thing I know for sure 100% is I wouldn't bet John Hancock.
There you go.
He's probably going to be the favorite.
So. Yeah, he favored on the morning line. So you're going to take a stand against John Hancock, and like the other handicappers on the show, they've given a wide array of other horses in the race. This looks like a race with 100 points in it that the winner is going to get to the Kentucky Derby. But a lot of horses gut check time there in the Louisiana Derby. And I would imagine go ahead. Go.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's very hard. I mean, it's very hard. The form is very hard to delineate on any to really hone in.
Okay.
You know, I like the coach has Caldera, is a little interesting, and there's a couple of nice-looking horses, but none look great to me.
So. Okay, well, and I guess you're going to pass on the Jeff Ruby since it's on the synthetic.
Yeah, I just don't really follow Turfway at
all. All right, well, you gave us a winner yesterday. Let's go to Aqueduct and get one out of there today.
Yeah, and I won the wrestling match with John. I didn't win the race, but I won the match.
Let's get to all Aqueduct, right, okay.
Yeah, let's go to Aqueduct. Let's go to the sixth race at Aqueduct.
Okay.
More Than Grace for Ray Handel. Two races. They're both excellent. They space these races. This filly seems better than the rest of the field to me. It looks like it's going to get a much better trip today.
Okay.
I'll take the 4, More Than Grace, over the 3, 5, 6, and 7. Small reverses. I'm thinking this filly has him.
All right, 6th race at Aqueduct, the 4 over 3, 5, 6, 7, and reverse. The 4 in the 6th race is the key, and we'll wrap it up at Santa Anita.
Yeah, at Santa Anita, this is an interesting play from a name. We're going to go to the 5th race here. I like Money Makes Money. It's all about baseball and big money in baseball. Money Makes Money, the 3 horse
for
Mark Glatt, coming off a little freshening. Ran really well down on the rail, and it says didn't finish real fast or anything like that. But the fact of the matter is that was a very fast finish of the race, and I think this horse is going to be really sharp today. So I like the 3 over the 1, 2, 4. We've got in there Agency, Player B, and Tom Seaver, and then there's the baseball connection.
All right. There you are in the 5th race, number 3. Money Makes Money. Let's hope so. The 3 over 1, 2, 4, and reverse in the 5th race, the anchor race in the early pick 4 and early pick 5 at Santa Anita. Don't forget Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all Aqueduct, available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, this was a fast-moving show, that's for sure. We got a lot in for the big races around the country, a little bit of the big that's happening here in March Madness for the basketball. And don't forget the big March Madness party going on upstairs in the exhibit hall. This place was jam-packed and crowded yesterday, going to be again today. And Jerry has one more thing to say to you.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.